get ready for an hour of fishing, hunting, and outdoor events from all over the great state of Alabama. It's time for Alabama's Great Days Outdoors. Join Alan White, founder of Great Days Outdoors magazine, along with co-host John Felsher and special guests as they bring you the latest weekly updates from the woods and the water. Alabama's Great Days Outdoors is brought to you by the Alabama Department of Conservation, Sunrise Marine Alabama in Daphne, and Great Days Outdoors magazine. Now, here are Alan White and John Felsher.
And welcome to the show. I'm Alan White along with John Felsher. You're going to want to stick around for the whole show today. We've got a good one for you. So, John, what's going on today, man?
I tell you, it's really feeling like spring. It's actually starting to feel like summer out there. So I want to know what's happening out on the river with all that rain that we had last week. We'll get one of our freshwater guides to give us a report update on that because it was pretty high a couple of days ago.
Pretty high, but I think it's going to come down pretty quickly.
We'll talk
to Don Green in just a moment about that. You know, I hadn't heard a turkey gobble in 4 days. I'm having sort of a hard time, a withdrawal symptoms here. So maybe Don can help me out with that, too.
Well, you're going to go get some this weekend, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm going to Union Springs this weekend, man. I'll be up there. Maybe the turkeys will be more vocal than they are in Baldwin County.
I'll be concentrating on bass, fishing with this guy named Kevin Van Dam and Toledo Ben. You may have heard of him. He's done a little bit of fishing in his life.
That's awesome. And our guest next week is Shaw Grigsby.
Shaw Grigsby, we're going to be talking bass next week.
We're going to be well-educated on bass fishing.
But we've got Don Green coming up. And meanwhile, what else could we ask for? That's the expert right there.
You can't beat Don Green for the Mobile Tensile Delta.
Delta Don.
Don, welcome to the show, buddy. How you doing?
This is something, you know, this water coming down, you know, it's expected. You know, anytime you got a seasonal transition like this when it comes quick. You know, every couple of days we'll have stuff like this. And it looks like we're toward the end of it now. And I think things are going to start settling down. But right now, as far as the river stages, we got above flood stage at Coffeyville right now. It's 30.7, and it's going to get up to about 33 by Saturday before it starts dropping. Now, Alabama's 32, and it's going to keep rising into Monday, and it'll crest about 37 feet. And that means that the Mobile River Bear is going to keep going up. In fact, it'll probably be between, right now, 6.3, and probably next Tuesday or Wednesday, it'll be around 7.5 to 8 feet. Now, that being said, this north wind we got coming right now, if it'll just keep on coming for 2 or 3 days, we'll have a lot of that water get blown on down here quicker than normal. And that means it won't get quite as high, hopefully. We really don't need 8 foot because the creeks and bayous on the lower delta right now are producing fish, and if they don't get cooled down by an overrun, the fishing will keep being good down here. And now I don't want to get into Mike's part of it, but I've got some good reports from the end, you know, the lower end. Old buddy of mine went out there, I think it was Tuesday, the day between the two fronts, and he got into the shell cracker. He said the shell cracker are moved up. They're ready to bed. He said the ones he kept were full eggs, and he caught them all around some of our bedding areas we fish, and it looked like they fixing to go on to bed. He said the brim, the bigger bulls, are non-existent, which is good. That means they're gathering up, getting in the areas to spawn. They're probably starting to make the beds. So we're going to have a little bit of early brim bed this year, according to him. And he's like me. He's looking for that new moon right at the end of the month to really – it's going to be one of them Katie Barter door spawning times because you got your new moon and your perigee the same day, which is phenomenal. You know, that means it's going to be really good for about a week on each side of that moon.
And
we can look forward to that. As far as this moon coming up, this – It's going to be on an apogee, which is, I think it's Tuesday, this coming Tuesday. But there still may be some going to beds, and you need to check them out if you want to fish a lower delta. I think the upper delta is going to be pretty well inundated over the weekend, a little bit into next week, and the fishing will be hard. You can catch fish if you know how to do it. If you don't, you need the lower end to be the place.
So after the water settles back down to normal levels, if we don't have any more floods, and that new moon happens, everybody ought to just quit work and go fishing, right?
I guarantee you it's going to be. You know, this year we've got two periods. We got one in May and then at the end of this month. It's just everything is coming together much more than normal to have a great couple of weeks at the end of each of these months to really catch some fish.
Will that help the crappie fishing too, Don?
Well, it will help it to a certain extent. You take the crappie, most of them will be just about through bedding by the end of this month. Some of them on the north end, because of this influx of cooler water, may slow it down and even stop it to a certain extent. They were all ready to spawn last week, and if they didn't spawn on this last moon, it may be the end of the month before they spawn because of this cooler water coming down and this cooler temperature helping it in the creeks and things to get cooler.
Well,
so, you know, a shock to a spawning fish, they run to deeper water. You know, I don't know if you've ever fished a delta enough to catch humpback bass. You understand what I'm saying. I've caught many of them, and that happens when you have a spawn, and they lay those eggs, and then right in a day or so, you have a cold spell come through just as they're hatching out, and there'll be humpback.
How about that?
What causes that, I don't know, but I've seen it so many times, and Joe Jacinto told me about that. He said he believed that's what causes it.
Well, before we let you go, number one, the spring flood that we just had is a little late.
Right.
It usually happens just before the crappie spawn. So we were able to get in on some spawning action this year, which is unusual for the Delta, because usually when the crappie are spawning, the water's out of the banks.
The water's out of the banks, right.
What we're
going through this coming weekend and first part of next week is about 2 weeks late. And really, when you look at the situation we've had with the temperatures this year, it's 6 weeks late. You know, it's a lot later than normal. And I don't know whether it's going to help the bite for the crappie or make it worse. If they've spawned, they're going to start moving out as soon as things clear up, and you'll be fishing for them in the summer mode, like trolling or whatever.
Going to be interesting to find out. Don,
it sure will.
Appreciate the report, buddy. Thanks a lot.
Okay. See you next week.
Let's check in with Mike Thompson, see what's happening along our causeway area. How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing fine, Alan and John.
Well, what's happening with the redfish and speckled trout, first of all?
Well, you know, we've had the last several days here. We had a flood on Monday, a deep fog on Tuesday, hard wind out of the south on Wednesday, and we got a hard wind out of the north. It hadn't been very good for the anglers, but over the weekend, the fishing was real good, especially on the eastern shore reefs, the Gray Cane Reef and the Battles Wharf Reef. A lot of speckled trout were caught with live shrimp under a cork. The shrimp are starting to show up, and the bait shrimp, so the bait dealers are finally able to get out there and get some good local shrimp, you know, and they're good sized shrimp. I was at Scott's the other day, and they had some really pretty shrimp. Now, they haven't been able to get out in the bay for the last couple of days. It's been so rough. But when things calm down, they feel sure the shrimp will still be there. The flounder are still biting here and now on the seawall, right across from the battleship on the causeway. And the guys are catching them now on bull minnows. They were catching them on grubs, but the bite seems to have turned to the bull minnows, so people are using what the fish are hitting. On the rivers, like Dog River is still producing some fish. Dog River was beautiful on Monday, But after that rain, it started muddying up, and it looked pretty bad yesterday. So you know, it might be a little tough in there for a while. But all in all, if we can get past some of these heavy-duty blows and get out on the water, we ought to be able to do well this weekend.
Mike, you know, every time it floods, I always think just watch the water real closely, and when it starts getting back in the bank, that's the time for limb lines or jugs or whatever on those catfish.
Well, a lot of people I know like to do that, especially like you say, when the water gets out like that. And I've seen some on Facebook sites. I've seen some pretty nice catfish caught on limb lines already. So that's a good plan right there. Let me talk just a little bit about the guys still catching the bass in the lower bays on the causeway. And, you know, those bass love crabs. You'll clean your bass, and you'll find all sorts of crabs in their belly. Well, one of my buddies was fishing the other day in Chocolata Bay, and he caught a bass, and he said the poor old bass's stomach was so swollen up, he wanted to see just how many crabs were in there. And when he cleaned the fish, he said it wasn't crab. He said it was a bowhunker crawfish that bass attracted down. And, you know, I just found out me and bass like to eat the same thing.
That's absolutely right. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it, man. We'll be right back with more reports for you right after this.
Dolphin Island Marina at the foot of the Dolphin Island Bridge is situated conveniently between the Intercoastal Waterway and Mobile Bay. Wet and dry slips are available at this 235-slip marina with all the amenities you need. Kayak, paddleboard, and pontoon boat rentals are available, as well as a restaurant and South Mobile County's best live bait shop. Dolphin Island Marina is a great starting point for your vacation adventure, whether coastal cruising or fishing, from your boat or with one of their professional charter captains. You'll find it all at Dolphin Island Marina on Dolphin Island at the foot of the bridge.
The Wildlife and Freshwater Fisheries Division thanks all deer hunters who used the game check system this past season to report their harvest. Valuable information was obtained from your efforts. We would also remind turkey hunters to game check their gobbler or jake harvest this season. Game checking your harvest is quick and easy. Download the app for fastest service. The division thanks you for your support. Remember, hunt safe and enjoy the outdoors.
It's time to fish, and Sunrise Marine Alabama has you covered. Sunrise Marine carries the best brands and are your offshore and inshore fishing authority. Stop by in Daphne and see their selection of Cape Horn, Robalo, WorldCat, and Contender fishing boats. The best brands, the best prices, period. It's time to fish, so go see Sunrise Marine Alabama. They're located just a quarter mile south of I-10 in Daphne on Highway 98. Visit Sunrise Marine Alabama online at bamaboats.net.
Great Days Outdoors Magazine is Alabama's leader in hunting and fishing information. Each month, you'll see a variety of articles from small game to big game, hunting and fishing. They even have game and fish recipes each month. Learn the latest tactics for hunting and fishing. From polywogs to gator trout, they've covered your outdoors for almost 20 years, specializing in how-to articles written by the best Alabama writers. Whatever your game, include Great Days Outdoors in your strategy. Subscribe online at greatdaysoutdoors.com and visit them on Facebook.
Welcome back to Alabama's Great Days Outdoors with Alan White and John Felsher, brought to you by the Alabama Department of Conservation, Sunrise Marine Alabama in Daphne, and Great Days Outdoors Magazine. Once again, here are John and Alan.
And welcome back to the show. I'm Alan, and John's sitting right over there. Let's go to Bobby Abascado and see what's happening with the inshore fishing. How you doing, Bobby?
Good afternoon, Big Al, Johnny. Hey, well, you guys holding on to your hats today, because it's sure blown yesterday and today, and I guess it's supposed to blow a little bit tomorrow, too. That's the only thing that's kept us off the water. It's the fishing's been great. It's, you know, I may have mentioned it, excuse me, last week, you know, the it's been one of the best springs that I can remember, you know, down at the lower end of the bay. The trout fishing's just been fantastic, and it was that way all the way, you know, until we started getting this weather earlier this week. You just couldn't get out there, you know, just because of the squalls and the wind and that sort of thing. But, man, I think that's all going to come to an end by this weekend. And, you know, we got the moon, the full moon, early part of next week. So we'll get inside that three-day window on both sides of the moon. And that's when those trout, they've been going nuts. They're going to really go crazy on this thing next week, you know. And the rain we had Monday. We didn't get much over in Mobile County on yesterday, but the rain we had on Monday doesn't affect that lower end of the bay. It gets out so quickly with the tide changes that the water will hold up fine down there, so it just won't have any kind of effect whatsoever.
How about the wind? Is it muddied up the bay?
It depends on which direction it's blowing. When we get north, like we're having today, all the water down in the Sound stays fine. You know, the bay gets pretty bad when you get it blowing straight down the bay, like with north or northeast. It gets pretty bad. But you know, you get over on that Sound side. You got, I don't know how many 10-15 miles of that marsh area there, and that's where the fishing has been really good down through that area, all the way from the Dolphin Island Bridge all the way down to the Mississippi line. You know, and all of the flats and stuff, and you know, even with the water temperatures the water temperatures right now are at mid-May levels. They're at 74, you know, mid 70 degree level. That's usually what we're starting to get into May, and we're already getting that now. This little cool snap we're going to have here won't have any kind of effect on the water temperature, at least the behavior of the fish. It's just not going to drop the temperature enough. So I guess basically what I'm getting at is once we get this wind to lay down, which is going to be by about Friday afternoon or at least Saturday morning, I think everything's going to be right back on, if not better. You know, if you can get live shrimps, that's the deal. You put that on there and you better duck down behind the gunnels because they'll come in the boat after it, you know. But, you know, we had a fantastic trip on Sunday, and the gulp shrimp under a popping cork and the voodoo shrimp did as well putting fish in the boat as the live shrimp did, because the shrimp were molting and we were losing a lot of them just on the cast. And so I started using the artificial bait, and man, it did just as well, if not better. Actually, you know, the number of casts you made per the fish you put in the boat, it did just as well. So the point I'm making is, if you can't get shrimp, don't cancel your trip. You can still go out there and catch them. If you can get them, it's wonderful, you know. So, and I think the guys have done a pretty good job of keeping the bait shop stocked, you know, with the demand they've had on the shrimp. You know, all of the shops down at the lower end that I use have done a great job of keeping us in shrimp, us and everybody else, because not only are the trout guys using a bunch of shrimp, but the people that are going out there and catching sheephead are using a bunch of shrimp too, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Bobby, I really enjoyed your article, Wading the Bay, in the April issue of the Great Days Outdoors magazine. You know, a lot of people that don't have boats need to read this, because there's some good fishing for wade fishing around here.
That's right, and there's a lot of places you can go. You don't have to, you know, even if you have a boat, you don't have to use it. And I do that quite a bit when I don't have a trip sometimes. If I just want to go fish for a couple hours, if I got stuff to do, and there's plenty of places you can drive up, park your car, and where the fish are right now are the places that, you know, I go to them in a boat, and I'm thinking, man, I don't even need the boat. I could have gotten to these fish, you know, from land. And so you just look at the map. There's a lot of public parking and public places, and some that you might have to pay a little parking fee, you know. But in all of those places, there's fish right now. So if you you just want to go for a couple hours, or you have a kayak, or even just want to, you know, just drive down in the truck and do it, you know, check that out, because there's a lot of places you can catch fish from right now, right from land.
Where are a couple of the better ones, Bobby?
Well, I like that Cedar Point area. You know, you can pull in there and park there along the Cedar Point. There's a little park down on Coden Beach that you can drive, a little public park, and there's a little pier you can walk at, and little stairs that you can get down in the water. And then the Bile of Battery's got public parking. You can go over on the south side of Bile of Battery. You can wait around there. That's all free. And then the public beach area down on Dolphin Island is fantastic, because now Sand Island is connected to Dolphin Island. I wrote about that story. That's one of the places I've been wade fishing since I was, you know, before I could even drive a car. I'd ride a bike over there, and man, you got literally a couple miles or more of wade fishing that you can do.
Right.
And you never even have to put a boat in the water. So those are some of my favorites, and they consistently produce fish.
All right, Bobby, man, I appreciate the report, buddy.
All right, guys. Y'all have a great weekend.
You too.
All right.
Well, let's see what's happening up there at Lake Martin with David Hare, who he's always on some big fish. So let's see what he's doing today. David, how you doing today?
I'm doing awesome, John. How you doing?
Really good. Are you catching those big fish?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. In fact, I dropped four off at the taxiderms this morning, and we've released a lot this week.
And we're talking.
It's the big fish bites on them, that's for sure.
And we're talking striped bass, and how big were those fish?
The biggest one I dropped off was 36 pounds. We released a 35, had another 35, and had several 20 to 32s.
All right. Well, how are you catching them? Are they still down deep, or they come up?
Both. Catching most of them on top of live bait right now.
So you just...
Real shallow water. You still catch them deep, but... But, you know, all fish are not going to do the same thing. So it's just your preference right now, if you like the downline deep or if you like to catch them on top.
So when you're saying on top with live bait, are you talking free lining or you got some other kind of
free lining? Free lining and planer boarding, which will keep them in the top 8 to 10 feet water column. Some of these fish came out of 6 foot of water.
Now, why would they be up real shallow at this time?
The what now?
Why would they be up so shallow right now?
Getting ready to spawn, even though the eggs don't develop, they still go for the spawn period now, and they're up there feeding on bait that's spawning in this shallow water.
All right. Well, striped bass have to have current for the eggs to become fertile.
Yes, sir. That's right.
But they go through the motions anyway. It just doesn't produce anything.
The whole shoot match, and the eggs just don't develop.
All right. Then you said you're catching some down deep on live bait, too?
Oh, yes, sir. You know, live bait's my thing. That's what I love to do, and that's what most of your clients love to do. It's just a lot more action on live bait, and just a lot better fight.
All right. Appreciate giving us support. That's Captain David Hare, and you can reach him at 256-401-3089 to book a trip. So we'll talk with you later, David.
Thank you, John. Have a good week.
All right, well, let's see what's happening out on a windy times that we're having up there on the Alabama River and Lake Jordan area with Brooks Holland. Brooks, how you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing awesome. How about y'all?
Oh, doing pretty good. Alan, it's real windy out here, and sometimes it's hard to catch fish. Let's see what Brooks has to say about fishing windy conditions. Is it windy up where you are?
It is. It is. It's 25-mile-an-hour winds and gusts up to 30, so it's blowing pretty good.
Now, you don't want to be out on a lake like Lake Jordan in the middle of a hurricane, but wind can sometimes be your friend, can it?
Wind can certainly be your friend, especially on the lakes, more so than the rivers, because you can get on those wind-blown banks, and it actually stirs up the microorganisms in the water, and that brings the bait fish in, and the bait fish bring the bass in.
So the shad and things like that, they're following that plankton that's being blown around by the wind, huh?
They are. They are, and you get a bank that's stirred up pretty good, especially to have some gravel on it. You can catch a good many bass off throwing spinnerbait, square-bill crankbait, because they'll actually be shallow.
So I would think you would have to have some type of a noisy bait like that. Spinnerbait, that's going to make a lot of noise in the water.
Yep, spinnerbait, your square-bill crankbait, you know, with big rattlers in it, does really well. And I've even tied swim baits on, and, you know, with the ridges in them, I have a lot of vibration and caught some nice fish on windy banks.
So it's a more aggressive type of a fishing. It's not your stealth fishing when that wind's blowing like that, huh?
Nope. But I guess top bait to throw would be a spinner bait and get on those windy banks and make long casts and you do really well.
Yeah, if the wind is blowing in the right direction, that spinner bait or a lipless crank bait or something like that, you can make it really sail, can't you?
You can put the wind to your back and make those long casts and cover a lot of water, and you'll catch a good many fish.
All right. Well, that's Brooks Holland, and you could call him at 334-549-2126 if you want to book a trip up that way. So thanks for the report.
Hey, y'all have a good day.
You too.
You know, Miller's Ferry is one of the best fisheries in Alabama, and we've got Mr. Joe Dunn to give us a report right here every week. How you doing, Joe?
Doing great, Alan.
Well, let's talk about crappie, first of all.
Well, it's going to be kind of tough this weekend. We got a lot of high water. you can still catch some fish, but you're going to have to, you know, hunt around, find some of the places that are still going to have some clear water, and probably go back in the back as far as you can get in some of those and fish around some of the structure in the back, as long as there, you know, any high water that's broke over from the back coming through them. So that's what you're going to have to contend with this weekend. But, I mean, you still, on the lower end, you'll probably have a better chance of finding better water. The further you go upriver, the higher it's going to be, and probably out in the woods further, too. So it's probably best stay on the lower end this weekend and just hunt some, you know. Like I said, last weekend I did real good, caught a lot of fish around the stumps and some of the brush and grass along the edges, but all that stuff's going to be covered up right now.
What are some of the better creeks that...
It's just going to be a little bit harder.
What are some of the better creeks that somebody might fish up there right now?
Right now I would probably concentrate, like I said, on the lower end, get in the back parts of, say, either shell, mill, you know, alligator. Then you can go cross river up in what I call is G's Bend Slough, and there's a couple of sloughs right in there, and then along some of the boat docks up in G's Bend or River Bluff, those kind of places.
All right. Is that the same for bass, too, or what's going on with them?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's just going to... Actually, with the bass, sometimes a little bit of high water is good this time of year where you can, you know, you can get further back in some of those places where those bass are spawning and fish some of those clumps of grass or, you know, around the edges of some of the islands and stuff like that, like in the, you know, say, back of G's Bend or Gold Mine, places like that, same places like down around Alligator, too. This little bit of extra water, you can move around a little bit better and get into some of the more shallower places.
All right.
Sounds good, Joe. Thanks a lot, man.
All right. Appreciate it.
We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back right after this with more Alabama's Great Days Outdoors.
Great Days Outdoors magazine is Alabama's leader in hunting and fishing information. Each month, you'll see a variety of articles from small game to big game, hunting and fishing. They even have game and fish recipes each month. Learn the latest tactics for hunting and fishing. From polywogs to gator trout, they've covered your outdoors for almost 20 years, specializing in how-to articles written by the best Alabama writers. Whatever your game, include Great Days Outdoors in your strategy. Subscribe online at greatdaysoutdoors.com and visit them on Facebook.
Dolphin Island Marina at the foot of the Dolphin Island Bridge is situated conveniently between the Intercoastal Waterway and Mobile Bay. Wet and dry slips are available at this 235-slip marina with all the amenities you need. Kayak, paddleboard, and pontoon boat rentals are available, as well as a restaurant and South Mobile County's best live bait shop. Dolphin Island Marina is a great starting point for your vacation adventure, whether coastal cruising or fishing, from your boat or with one of their professional charter captains. You'll find it all at Dolphin Island Marina on Dolphin Island at the foot of the bridge.
The Wildlife and Freshwater Fisheries Division thanks all deer hunters who used the Game Check system this past season to report their harvest. Valuable information was obtained from your efforts. We would also remind turkey hunters to game check their gobbler or jake this season. Game checking your harvest is quick and easy. Download the app for the fastest service. The division thanks you for your support. Remember, hunt safe and enjoy the outdoors.
If you own a business in South Alabama and want to reach the outdoors market with advertising on Alabama's Great Days Outdoors radio show, call 800-597-6828. Our show reaches all over South Alabama, and your message will reach your targeted market. Radio ads can be combined with ads in Great Days Outdoors magazine and reach an even larger audience. Call 800-597-6828 to get all the details. That's 800-597-6828, or visit greatdaysoutdoors.com today.
Hi, this is Lee Lukoski.
And this is Tiffany Lukoski, and you're listening to Alabama's Great Days Outdoors.
Welcome back to the show. You know, John, when I was in high school, we didn't have a bass fishing team, and that's probably why I didn't like high school. What about you?
We had a bass fishing team when I was in high school. I'd still be in high school.
Me too. Anyway, the bass fishing teams on the college level, and now the high school level, has really caught on. And we've got Mr. Stephen White here. He is one of the directors of our region's high school bass fishing team. He does all the organizing and everything. And I thought it'd be interesting to talk to Stephen about how all that works. How you doing, Stephen?
I'm good. How are you?
We're good, man. So how'd you get into, I know you've been a tournament director for a while, but what brought you into the high school part of it?
I seen a FLW high school tournament on ESPN and gave me the idea, and I did some research, and it's north part of Alabama. It's real strong, and we're starting to pick up here in the south part of Alabama. Got several high schools on board with me now, and of course, there's several different affiliates that these high schools can fish, but most of them are fishing, you know, Bass Nation or FLW. And of course, then there's Alabama Student Anglers, and then you got me down here, Pride of the South High School Series, and which next year I will be affiliated with the FLW with my trail, so these kids can move on to a state championship, you know, normally held at Eufaula or Lay Lake.
So these schools produce teams, and these teams play against other schools, just like a football or baseball or something like that. But they're fishing, and how does this all work? Do you have an adult supervisor kind of person in the boat too?
Yes, sir. Insurance regulations and affiliate rules require a boat captain 21 years or older. You got two high school anglers, and when I say high school, it can be from sixth grade all the way to 12th grade. And basically, even though it's a school, their school's fishing, you know, several different schools fishing, and it's the team is the two anglers fishing against the other boats. So you may say I'm at Fairland, you may have six boats from Fairland fishing against each other. It's not really a school versus school. It's a two angler high school, two angler versus, you know, all the other anglers.
So in this case, like you say, Saraland may take the top three positions in something like that, right?
Well, Saraland's got a strong team.
I mean, I'm just using that as an example, but a school could take the top three positions because they have multiple teams, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. 2 years ago, Saraland, Justin Kyle and Luke Andrews, fished for me. They went all the way to the World Finals, FLW World Finals at Pickwick. Didn't place at Pickwick, but, you know, they brought home a state championship at Saraland. And you got MGM and Satsuma that's got strong teams. Baldwin County High School's up and coming. UMS Wright has a team also. Fairhope High School's got a team. It's, you know, I said it's picking up and coming strong.
And they're considered the school athletes, just like, you know, I had to go out in August where 150-degree heat and 1,200% humidity, practicing twice a day for football to win a leather jacket. These guys get to go fishing and get a leather jacket.
Yeah, it's not really considered a sport. Alabama High School Athletic Association does not recognize it as a sport. It's only recognized as a club. Even at a collegiate level, it's only recognized as a club.
So are there any?
There's talk, you know, that eventually it will be recognized as a sport. But as of right now, it's just a club.
Now, are there any opportunities for college scholarships?
Can you repeat the question?
Are there any opportunities for these kids to get a college scholarship with their fishing?
Yes, sir. Luke Andrus fished with me. He graduated last year. He's at South Alabama fishing now. And there's a young lady from Satsuma High School that's been offered, you know, a scholarship to fish. She actually would be offered a dual scholarship because she does another sport too. And then there's some colleges that offer, you know, full ride scholarships, but most of the time it's just a little bit of, you know, $2,500 or $3,000. It's not per se a full ride scholarship.
That's pretty awesome that these kids can get an education like that and enjoy themselves. I had to give Uncle Sam half of my life to get a scholarship.
Yeah. you know, the way I look at it is not every kid can play baseball, not every kid can play football or shoot a ball or hit a ball, whatever the case is, but, you know, you can teach these kids how to fish, and you're making memories. Like, I captained my daughter. She's 14 years old in ninth grade, and she's up and coming and doing real good. Her partner, he's doing real good.
Now, these conducted pretty much like any other old bass tournament?
Yes, sir. I actually do my tournaments the same day as an adult tournament. My trail piggybacks off of another trail, and basically they was nice enough to let me do that. That way I didn't have to come out of pocket and purchase any weigh-in equipment or scales or weigh-in bags or anything. They provide me a full setup.
So what would you recommend if a student or a parent of a fishing student is listening today and their school doesn't offer a club like this, what would you recommend they do to approach the principal or what?
Nine times out of ten, if the school does not already have it, they're not going to pick it up. We do not require to be affiliated with the school for the anglers to fish.
Right.
They just need to be high school age in high school, or middle school and high school, enrolled in school, and, you know, have theirself and a partner and a boat captain with access to a boat.
Okay.
So the boat captain provides the boat for these kids and drives the boat, I assume. Now, does the boat captain do any fishing at all?
Normally, the boat captain cannot fish. In my trail, I allow the boat captain to fish. He basically, what he does is he pays it's basically like a separate little side tournament, and they're able to weigh in one fish, and it's kind of a winner take all on the boat captain's side.
Captain versus student.
Sir?
Captain versus captain. The captains are competing against the other captains,
yes.
And the students are competing against the other students.
And it's kind of incentive because when I first started this 4 years ago, it was hard to find an adult that would captain a boat and sit out there for 7 or 8 hours
You're
on
right.
the river and not be able to fish.
You're right. I've been in a few Bassmaster Classics where all you can do is sit there for 8 hours, and it's real exciting at the first 30 minutes, real exciting at the last 30 minutes, and then there's 8 hours in between. It's pretty boring.
Yes.
Sounds like airplane rides.
Yeah, like an airplane ride.
The opportunities for these kids, you know, you take Luke Andrus, he's fishing at South Alabama now. Then I had another kid, Bailey Boutries, he's actually fishing co-angler in the FLW Pro Circuit right now. He's a fishing co-angler. You know, so the opportunities are out there. You know, some of the kids have got to ride as observers with some of the pros on the FLW circuit. We've rode as observers on the Alabama Bass Trail back when I used to come to the Delta. These kids, there's just a lot of opportunities for them, you know, to meet. Pro fishermen and different bait manufacturers, and you know, we have several big sponsors right out of the state of Alabama, and we have a lot of local support too.
Can the kids themselves get sponsors being a minor?
Yes, they can, and I will tell you that my daughter has a pretty good sponsor. You know, just by her writing a letter to the manufacturer, and more or less her being a female in the sport, they jumped on board with her, and they provide her with most of her baits.
Okay. Now, does she compete in the boat with another guy, or does she pair up with another girl?
No, her partner is a male. He's in the same grade. They've actually went to school together forever. And he's a good kid, and he comes from good parents, and they support him, and, you know, they get along good on the boat, and they're a team, so they basically, what they do is they catch five fish, and they weigh in their five biggest fish against the other boats.
All right. Sounds really good. Where could somebody find out a lot more information about this if they want to join up or something?
Well, they can look me up on Facebook, Stephen White, or they can look up Pride of the South High School Series on Facebook, and all my contact information's there. I would love to have any young angler that wants to get involved, or parents, or or even local businesses that would like to help out at some point, you know. Like I said, this is really my third year doing it strong. So, you know, we still got a long ways to go, but I got a lot of good guys, you know, all the coaches. I got a guy from Mary G. Montgomery that's helped out, Chris Lee, and then Tommy Wally at Satsuma. He's helped out a lot. You know, John Black over at Baldwin County High School. These guys, they're on board 100%, and we all have the same outcome, you know, of what we want. We want to see these kids stay out of trouble.
I was going to say,
to the next level if they can.
Steven, anything that keeps them off the computer and on the water or in the woods, we're all for it.
Good deal.
We sure appreciate your work, and thanks for being on with us today, Ben.
Yes, sir. Thank y'all.
We're going to take a short break. We'll be back. Talk about a really nice inshore tournament coming up soon, so stick around.
It's time to fish, and Sunrise Marine Alabama has you covered. Sunrise Marine carries the best brands and are your offshore and inshore fishing authority. Stop by in Daphne and see their selection of Cape Horn, Robalo, WorldCat, and Contender fishing boats. The best brands, the best prices, period. It's time to fish, so go see Sunrise Marine Alabama. They're located just a quarter mile south of I-10 in Daphne on Highway 98. Visit Sunrise Marine Alabama online at bamaboats.net.
If you own a business in South Alabama and want to reach the outdoors market with advertising on Alabama's Great Days Outdoors radio show, call 800-597-6828. Our show reaches all over South Alabama, and your message will reach your targeted market. Radio ads can be combined with ads in Great Days Outdoors magazine and reach an even larger audience. Call 800-597-6828 to get all the details. That's 800-597-6828, or visit greatdaysoutdoors.com today.
This is Alabama's Great Days Outdoors, brought to you by Great Days Outdoors Magazine, Sunrise Marine Alabama in Daphne, and the Alabama Department of Conservation. Here are your hosts, Alan White and John Felsher.
And welcome back to the show. First Bite on Fowl, that's the name of the Salvation Army Inshore Fishing Tournament coming up. It's going to happen April 22nd. The weigh-in is going to be from 2 to 4 at the Fowl River Marina. We've got Brandon Hales here with us. We're going to get some details about the tournament coming up. But right now, we want to give away two more tickets to this tournament. If you want to fish this tournament, just call 694-1055. We'll take the fifth caller for the winner. All right. Brandon, welcome to the show, man. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
So, is this the first Bite on Fowl, or the second, or what?
This is the first Bite on Fowl, but it used to be the Causeway Classic. It was held back on the Causeway when it was Tacky Jacks. And
yeah, I remember that tournament. Yeah,
so we've moved it. It moved to Fowl River last year, so Causeway Classic didn't really work anymore, so they changed the name. This is actually my first year. I've fished it every year. This is my first year actually being on the committee.
Yeah. Y'all have raised a lot of money for Salvation Army with these tournaments before, right?
We have. I think we were close to $30,000 this year just on sponsorships. So we'll have some good prizes, and it really goes a long way to help Salvation Army and what they do for the community.
And like all tournaments, the more people participating and buying tickets, the better you can give out prizes and the bigger the purse, right?
Right. And that's one of the things, the reason it's First Bite on Fowl. They kind of moved it up to this time of year, which, you know, now this year is going to be almost a summertime pattern, but we wanted it to kind of kick off the fishing season and kind of be the first big tournament and grow this thing where, you know, the kids get into it and the adults get into it. Every year, it's something that we can build on.
Now, you got a lot of different categories, redfish, trout, and a mystery fish, and some categories for men and women. Tell us a little bit about what's going to be happening at the rodeo.
Yeah, it's going to be a trout on a two-fish creel for four divisions. There's going to have amateur men's, amateur women's, and then we will have a professional group. And then for the kids, well, the youth division will just be a one-fish first, second, and third.
How old are the youth?
I think anybody under 15.
15 and under. So, okay.
And, you know, professionals will be your charter guides and stuff. And if you have a professional on your boat, then you have to fish in the professional category. It's set for the youth. You know, those guys can bring kids, and the kids can fish in their own youth category without being included in the professional group.
All right.
And then the mystery fish will draw the mystery fish on at the captain's meeting. I think last year it was pinfish, and the year before that was ground mullet, maybe. So maybe we'll draw something that everybody can eat when they get done to the
well, tell us about Captain's Night. When is that going to be?
It's on the 20th at 6 p.m., and you can buy tickets up to the captain's meeting. And one person from the boat or, you know, a kayak fisherman needs to be at the captain's meeting so we can take a head count.
And where's that going to be?
It's going to be at Fowl River Marina.
Captain's Night is at Fowl River.
Yes, it will be Fowl River, well. Pelican Reef, down in the lower end.
Okay. So you got a kayak division too, huh?
Yeah, you can fish from the dock, you can fish from a kayak, from a bridge, however you want to do it. We have a lot of people that are going to fish kayaks this year. I think we talked about doing a per boat ticket, and it just seemed, the interest seemed to be, we're going to have a lot of people that just want to go out and fish it from kayaks or.
That's a growing sport. A lot of people are really getting into kayaks.
It is. The boat business has gotten so expensive lately that, and this area is great for kayak fishing.
There's a lot of places you can go. Are there any boundaries for this tournament, or is it just all state waters?
Alabama waters. Any Alabama state waters. It goes to Mississippi line and to the Florida line. But you can fish anywhere in Alabama.
Now, when's your weigh-in?
Weigh-in's going to be from 2 to 4. We start at 5 a.m., and the weigh-in ends at 4. So you need to be in line at Fowl River Marina at 4 o'clock.
Now, people can come out and just watch the weigh-in, even if they're not participating in the tournament, right?
They can. It's the weigh-in. Last year it was set up on the dock, so I think it'll probably be the same way. And you can weigh in by, you know, you can bring it in a bucket from your truck. You can weigh in by boat. So it'll be, you know, it's kind of a big, pretty big spectacle on the dock. And hopefully we have a lot of people come out.
You don't even have to have a boat to fish this tournament,
correct?
Right?
Yeah, you can go
fish from the bank or do some of the stand. We were talking earlier in the show with Bobby about wade fishing. You know, if you want to try wade fishing and get in this tournament, it all goes to a great cause, too. The Salvation Army does such good work.
Yeah, Salvation Army's done a lot for this town. And I hope that, you know, this way, as we grow this thing, that, you know, the Salvation Army, it becomes something the Salvation Army can depend on every year.
Now, you have to buy tickets by the 20th, and you call 438-1625 for tickets. Is that right? Or is there any other place to get them?
You can go to the Salvation Army Coastal Alabama site, which is sacoastalal.org.
And you can show up at Captain's Night, buy your tickets at Captain's Night.
Correct. If people want to get on my Facebook page and send me a message, I'll bring them tickets. I'll find somebody, some way to get them.
$40 for adults, $30 for the kids. Sounds like a deal. There's some food and some prizes that go with it. So tell us a little bit about some of the prizes.
We have some good prizes. We're going to have a couple local guides are giving away inshore trips. We're going to have a custom fishing rod that we'll say First Bite on Foul, made by Todd's Custom Rods. And I think we had some custom-made cutting boards and stuff. Custom-made Yeti cups. So we should have some good prizes for it.
Sounds like a good day to me. And it's all going to the Salvation Army, which is a great cause. I encourage everybody to go out and fish in this tournament. That's First Bite on Foul. And Brandon, thanks for being here, buddy.
Thanks for having me.
All right. We're going to see y'all next week. Y'all have a great day outdoors.